Our reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, continues in verses 28 through 35. They came to the edge of the village where they were headed. He acted as if he were going on, but they pressed him, "Stay and have supper with us. It's nearly evening. The day is done." So he went in with them, and here is what happened. He sat down at the table with them, taking the bread. He blessed and broke and gave it to them. At that moment, open-eyed, wide-eyed, they recognized him. And then he disappeared. Back and forth they talked. "Didn't we feel on fire as he conversed with us on the road, as he opened up the scriptures for us?" They didn't waste a minute. They were up and on their way back to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their friends gathered together, talking away. "It's really happened. The Master has been raised up. Simon saw him." Then the two went over everything that happened on the road and how they recognized him when he broke the bread.
Dear ones, let us pray. God of new and old, of young and not so young, God of all and every, we give you our worship this morning. We give you our songs. We give you our praise. We give you our prayers. We give you our sighs and groans too deep for word. We give you our attention. As we break open the word and see there that which is worth seeing, the good news of your love. Amen. So I have a story this morning about a brother and a sister and a dinner party, but it's about more than just a story. You see, it's a parable about the good news of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. So Halo and Francis were brother and sister, and it had been a long, 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 long week for them. And so when they got off the bus on Friday afternoon, all they wanted to do was to go into the backyard and play. So they came in the front door, and they threw off their backpacks, and they changed into their play clothes, and they kissed Dad on the cheek, and they headed out into the backyard. And once they were there, Halo said to his sister, "So, Francis, what do you want to do today?" "I know," said Francis, "we could play tag." "No," said Halo, "my feet hurt." "Well, I know we could play in the sandbox." "Nah, the seats are wet and I don't feel like taking the time to clean them off." So Francis sat and thought for a minute. Her brother was going to be a hard nut to crack, but she had something special in mind. "I know," she said. "We could pretend to plan a dinner party. We can invite anyone we want to invite, and we can eat anything we want to eat." "Oh, yes," says Halo, "that sounds like a great idea." And soon the brother and sister were deep into their planning. Halo was working on the decorations, and Francis was working on the table settings. But then Dad came outside with a snack and with some grape juice and some goldfish. You notice how Dad's doing all the good stuff in this story? Sorry. So Dad comes outside and gives the kids a snack, and this inspires the brother and sister to start thinking about the dinner menu. Francis said, "I think we should have those little hot dogs wrapped in crescent rolls." "Oh yes," said Halo, "there's nothing that puts a smile on people's faces like pigs in a blanket. But I think we should have some bread and some cheese, and we should have some fruit and salad just to be healthy." "Well," Francis asked, "what should we have for our main dish?" She scratched her chin, and Halo scratched his chin. And after not a little conversation, they settled on heaping portions of homemade macaroni and cheese because it was filling and delicious, and as Halo said, it was like a hug smothered with cheese. Well, after that was set, all they had to do for the menu was plan the dessert, right? And that was easy. "An ice cream sundae bar?" asked Francis. Of course, an ice cream sundae bar said halo, because then everyone would know that they're loved. So they had the decorations and the table settings and the menu was all planned, but now it was time for the guest list. And Halo said, it'll be me and you and Mom and Dad. And Francis said, the Merriweathers from across the street, we should have them over too. Oh yes, and Mrs. Packer as well, she'll probably be eating alone. Let's invite her over. Well, that sounds fine, said Francis, but if we invite her, then the table will be filled up. So we'll add another table, said Halo. We'll have to invite Uncle Phil. His stories are so great. And Aunt Emma, no one can pray like Aunt Emma. And pretty soon the whole second table was filled up too, all except for one seat. So Francis said, I think we should keep it empty. Empty, said Halo. Yes, empty, for the Holy Spirit. Now I know the Spirit doesn't need a seat, but it will be a reminder to us that God and Jesus are right there with us at the dinner table. So with that, it was all settled. And though it had taken a lot of time and effort, now that the planning was done, Halo and Francis felt a sense of deep satisfaction. Halo named it. He said, you know, Francis, it sounds funny. I know it's just a pretend dinner party, but I feel full. Full? Said Francis. Yeah, full. You know, the decorations and the table settings and the food and the friends and family to share it with. It fills my eyes and my belly and my heart and my spirit. It just makes me feel full. Well, with that, the brother and sister sat for a few moments together in the quiet. And then Mom came out the back door. Dinner time, kids. Wash your hands. 5 minutes. So Halo and Francis gathered up their dinner party plans and they went inside. And as they were walking in, Francis had an idea. You know, Halo, she said, this pretend dinner party doesn't just have to be plans, you know. Well, what do you mean? Asked Halo. I mean, we could really throw the party. We could ask Mom and Dad's help. We could send out invitations, pick a date. We could cook and clean and set the table. We could really make this dinner party happen. Well, at that point, Halo and Francis, their hearts began to burn. And Halo said excitedly, of course, we shouldn't keep this party to ourselves. This is something that we should share with others. The dinner party is a way that we can fill people up. And with that, the brother and sister went inside to share their dinner party with Mom and with Dad and with as many others as possible. It's a story about a brother and a sister and a dinner party. But it's also a parable for you to think about and to chew on this week. A parable about what we do when we're filled with God's love for us in Jesus Christ. Amen.